As he had the pick of the world's talent in his classes, could you say what sort of students Schnabel liked especially to work with?
I believe one could say he enjoyed teaching almost anyone. He was a born pedagogue, and he even loved to teach good amateurs. In fact, one of the most unforgettable performances that I heard in the class was of Schumann's Opus 1, the Arbeg Variations.
Yes.
It was given by a woman of at least middle age. When I told Schnabel afterwards what a delight I thought the performance had been, he said, "You know, she's only an amateur. She's just a Hausfrau."
Extraordinary.
He always said, anyway, that he'd learned to play the piano three times. From his early teachers, then from his pupils, and later from his recordings. I think his only real dislike was of the typical infant prodigy, especially when accompanied by a doting mother. These cases he was very good at deflating, and I remember that on one occasion, after a quite gratuitous lecturette on the early violin makers of all things by one young boy in the middle of his own piano lesson, Schnabel waited patiently, he was always marvellously patient, until the boy had finished. Then he turned to him and said quietly, "The trouble with you is, you know too much." Schnabel also liked to teach pretty girls, and I always thought, rather meanly, that he favoured them. But only perhaps by somehow seeming to expect a bit less from them than he did from the rest of us. But in all essentials, he was certainly the fairest of teachers, even to the least gifted.
Schnabel's wife was the famous lieder singer, Therese Behr. What were her views of her husband?
Good Lord, does one ever really know what wives think of their husbands? Well, I was, of course, understandably more familiar with his views of her.
Yeah.
He often expressed his great admiration for her as an artist and said how much his early playing of lieder for her had helped him to understand these great composers, Schubert, Schumann, Brahms, and so on. In fact, we were all advised to make a constant study of the great song cycles. Therese Behr had been famous long before Schnabel was recognized, and she'd already begun to retire from public life by the time I reached Berlin.
I didn't know that.
Yes, and so I felt very sad just to have missed their now legendary series of joint Schubert recitals, which included Lieder and all the piano sonatas.
They must have been really marvelous.
Yes, but people are still talking about them. In her criticism, which Schnabel always greatly valued, though he may have railed against it at the time, as we all do, I don't know whether he did or not, she understood, being a musician herself, the necessity for tact. I remember, during the later years, sitting with her at one of Schnabel's concerts, when, in one work, she said she thought some of the variations had been a little too fast. When I ventured to ask whether she would tell him this afterwards, she replied, "No, he'll know that himself already." Which does tell us, I think, something about the relationship of these two great artists.